You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Bowden Blitz SEC edition. I'm Joe Lisi, joined by former National Coach of the Year, Terry Bowden. Coach, it's the calm before the storm, final regular season weekend before conference championships on December 5th. Let's take a look at the updated odds. Entering Saturday, we see Texas A&M sitting in the top spot at plus 180, Georgia, Alabama, and Ole Miss. A lot of uncertainty around all four of these teams entering this weekend. Thoughts about the conference as a whole? And can we see a surprise by the end of the weekend?
Oh, no, we definitely could see a surprise. I don't think I'm going to vote that way, but Texas A&M has to travel to Austin and beat Texas. Alabama has to travel to Auburn and beat Auburn. If something happens to either of those teams, Georgia is playing out of the conference, and so they're sitting there waiting for some results that'll be in their favor. Ole Miss is at a distance, has a possibility if everybody loses on the other side. And so, yes, there's a possibility because it ain't easy to win in the SEC, and especially when you're playing your rival or your opponent on the road. So going to be an interesting week. It's going to be fun. We're going to have fun watching it.
Yeah, I do want to bring up the Ole Miss situation and regarding Lane Kiffin. Will he stay? Will he go? We saw the committee come out, and we also saw the rankings, in fact, where Ole Miss got jumped by teams, you know, in the playoff. Do you feel if Lane Kiffin is not on the sidelines come the college football playoff, that, or let's say after the Egg Bowl, would that affect the committee's, let's say, decision to potentially hurt the kids just the way they did against Florida State because they lost their starting quarterback?
I think you use that as an example. I mean, Florida State in every way deserved to be in the playoffs when they were 13-0. They lost their quarterback. They were not very good without him, and they decided not to put them there. Lane Kiffin has been a big part of the success at Ole Miss, potentially the greatest season, regular season they've ever had. If he leaves, I think it's taken into consideration as to how strong they're going to be in the postseason, what kind of impact that might make on their postseason play. So I don't think he planned it that way, but by not making a decision, he could be hurting Ole Miss a lot more. If he's going to stay at Ole Miss, he should have made his mind up. If he's going to keep on going on, he needs to have his bags packed.
Yeah, absolutely, and we'll see exactly how that situation plays out over the next couple of weeks, assuming that Ole Miss does win the Egg Bowl and is in the college football playoff. Let's take a look at the updated national champion and also conference college football playoff odds entering this week. The championship odds, Coach, you look at it, Ole Miss at minus 500. That's to win the conference championship. I guess I'm looking at there. Oklahoma at minus 450. Alabama, Vanderbilt, and Texas. Thoughts about those teams, Coach, entering the conference championship weekend? I mean, Oklahoma plays LSU. They get the victory over the Tigers. They're not going to play in the SEC championship game, Coach. But I will say this, big picture, they could be the team that could win it all because of how good that defense is playing right now.
Yeah, I think when you look at the odds in the SEC, there's that first factor, which team is actually going to make it? Because some of these teams, there's a percentage that will not make it, and there's some odds involved in that. And to me, then are the ones, which ones, once you get to the Final 12, do you have the talent? Do you play defense? Can you run the football? Are you trending better in the later part of the season? Which ones have the best chance to now move forward through the playoffs? And I think that's the second thing you have to look at. And when you look at that, you see the talent level at A&M. You see the talent level at Georgia. I still think you probably got pretty close to the talent level at Alabama. Ole Miss is a little bit more distant, but I say once you get there, they do have the teams in the SEC that have the talent level that can line up against the Indianas and the Ohio States and the Texas Techs and the other teams from the other conferences that are going to be they're going to be the people you have to beat. They have the talent, those three or four teams in the SEC, to beat those people in the postseason.
And now a team that's most likely on the outside looking in is Vanderbilt. You had brought up Diego Avia's performance last week against Kentucky. They rout the Kentucky Wildcats 45-17. Pavia with 5 touchdown passes, 484 yards. They have a rivalry game this Saturday against Tennessee. They're already 2.5-point underdogs in that matchup. But I heard you say, and we discussed it, Heisman Trophy. You know, if it is up in the air between Mendoza saying you believe still that potentially Diego Pavia could potentially steal it with a performance against the Volunteers that's lights out.
Well, the big thing that I said is he deserves it. He is the most dynamic football player. The quarterback that made the biggest impact on college football this year is Diego Pavia. He has the most interesting story. He has the most dramatic climb to where he is right now. And if it's the Heisman Trophy, which is kind of a publicity thing, who is the best player? Who made the biggest impact on their program? No quarterback. And I don't care if Mendoza did have a good year. He's part of a great football team. Saying at Ohio State, part of a great football team, you could say the same thing about Ty Simpson, part of a great football team. But at Vanderbilt, I think Pavia is the football team. He has been the reason they have beaten so many top 15 teams in the country this year and number one ranked Alabama last year. And so I don't know if the voters will say, okay, let's pick the right guy. He's the right guy. They may not. But I believe he's the guy that should be picked. He's the very best example of what the Heisman is all about.
Let's take a look at the updated national championship odds. We have them on track. No. I talked about Oklahoma with a lottery ticket, 40-1. They have to take care of business against LSU. Ole Miss sitting there at 27-1. Alabama 15-1. Georgia 10-1. 750 for A&M. Right now, would you say the SEC still is the conference to beat, or you're more impressed right now, body of work with the Big Ten, teams like Ohio State and Indiana?
Well, I don't know that I can pick against Ohio State and Indiana as being the two top teams. Even when I tend to follow the Southeastern Conference, having coached in the Southeastern Conference, as I look at the body of work this year, Ohio State on offense, on defense, Indiana quarterback, they run the ball and they throw it and they play defense. Those two teams have won dominantly most each week in and week out. Now, are there three or four teams that can beat them? Yes, but I do think there's nothing wrong with saying those two should be the clear-cut favorites to win the national championship.
Yeah, the two teams that I would buy into right here, right now, entering Thanksgiving Day weekend would be Georgia 10-1 and Oklahoma at the 40-1 price, strictly because of how the defense is playing. We talk about Georgia being a complete football team now, the emergence of the rushing attack with Nate Frazier and Bowens. We see Gunnar Stockton step up in big spots. They have multiple weapons, including two big play tight ends with Lawson and Oscar Delp. For me, that's the team. And Kirby Smart being a battle-tested coach. You know, in a big spot, we talk about these coaches' ineffectiveness, stage too bright. That's not the case for Kirby Smart and the Bulldogs.
Yeah, they understand that to play well in the playoff, to get to the championship, it starts with playing great defense. Number one statistic in football is scoring defense. If you've got that, you've got a chance to beat anybody on your schedule. Georgia falls into that category. Texas A&M falls into that category. Ohio State dominates that category. So, again, you got to keep it in perspective. But I don't think you can eliminate any of those top Southeastern Conference teams from the ability to win the national championship.
When Coach and I return, we'll dive into the Saturday action, Week 14 in the SEC. Joe Lisi, Coach Terry Bowden breaking it down. The stage is set. Can the SEC step up, make some noise, and get not just two or three teams into the college football playoff, but can they, in fact, get maybe five or six? We'll find out coming right back.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, back on the Bowden Blitz, Joe Lisi and Coach Bowden breaking down the SEC week number 14. One of the biggest games on the slate. It has huge implications for a college football playoff appearance. We talked about Oklahoma's performance last week against Missouri. They held Bo Pribula and that offense in check, shut down Ahmad Hardy. They ran away with it at home, especially in the second half, 17-6. They cover as a 5.5-point home favorite. They're now open, Coach, as a 10.5-point home favorite over LSU. LSU struggled mightily against Western Kentucky. They laid 21.5. They were on life support in the fourth quarter, pulled the game out 13-10. They still have no offensive identity with Michael Van Buren taking over for Garrett Nussmeier. Can't run the football consistently. And that front seven for OU holding opposing offenses to only 2.5 yards per carry. I think Oklahoma wins the game and makes the college football playoff.
Yeah, the 10 points, I don't bother me at all. I mean, they beat Missouri, which has a better football team right now than LSU by 11. You've got LSU who scored one touchdown against Western Kentucky. The quarterback is not the answer. He's just something they moved to late in the season to try to generate some excitement in their fans and in their season. But he really offers no real answer to their offensive problems. They don't run the ball very well. Now, their defense at LSU plays well, and I think they'll keep this game close. But 10 points, I think Oklahoma pulls away in the second half. And, you know, John Mateer finds just enough way to run the football, be productive and manage the offense enough to make them good on offense. Not great, but very good on offense. And when you play great defense and you're good on offense and your quarterback is a good manager, I think that's an ingredient to a postseason team. So I think Oklahoma will have no trouble winning at the end of the game, stretching it in the fourth quarter, and winning by 10 points against LSU.
Now, if we're talking defense for Blake Baker and the LSU Tigers, yeah, we have talked about it for the past couple of seasons. They do struggle with mobile quarterbacks. They got abused by Trinidad Chambliss, Marcel Reed. Taylon Green had some yards in the loss to the Tigers just a couple of weeks ago, 23-22. This could be a game where Mateer not only attacks LSU over the top, but with his legs in this game to potentially pull out the victory.
Yeah, I mean, they may win 17-9 or 17-10, but they're going to win by two scores, by 10 points. I think LSU has the defense, but Baker has done a good job, and they can keep the score down of Oklahoma. If Oklahoma has one weakness, I don't think they can be explosive on offense and put tons of points on there. With a great defense, you don't have to be, but I don't believe LSU has any offensive ability to get this into any kind of scoring match. And I just think Oklahoma doesn't need to score a lot of points to win by 10.
We'll see how it plays out. Early kick, I think it's a 3:30 kick in Norman on Saturday afternoon. We know that the Iron Bowl typically is a 3:30 kick. Not this year. It's a 7:30 kick under the lights on the plains in Jordan-Hare. Coach, Alabama has won 5 straight in the series. They have dominated the Auburn Tigers. We saw Auburn step up. Deuce Knight, the freshman phenom, stepped up with a dominating performance against Mercer. But he's back on the bench. He's not going to play in this matchup. It'll be former Stanford transfer quarterback Ashton Daniels that gets the start. Daniels came on in relief for Jackson Arnold in the win on the road in Fayetteville against Arkansas. He also started the game, I believe, the following week against Vanderbilt. But, Coach, catching only 5.5 points, there's no way Alabama could lose this game, right?
Not so fast, Joe. Not so fast. This game is in Jordan-Hare Stadium at Auburn, where Auburn has won 10 of the 17 Iron Bowls played in that stadium. And we've won a lot. I say we because I was part of that team. They win at home. They win when they're underdogs. I know I played Alabama in 93, 95, and 97. Underdogs in 93, 95, we beat them all 3 years in our own stadium, lost against them at their home field. And so it's a special place. They've moved it to a night game. 5.5 is nothing in a rivalry like this. And I think most people in Alabama that wear the crimson hats are worried about this game because they know that and Auburn has an enthusiasm. I was there for the last week for the game there. They've got an excitement there. They have an enthusiasm. Both quarterbacks that have replaced Jackson Arnold have played well. So I think Alabama better watch out. I do think it might be a walk-off field goal that wins the game for Auburn. But I'm taking Auburn to win the game outright in this battle with Alabama.
I am with you. I think they win the game outright. Let's not forget they caught 3.5 points against the Georgia Bulldogs. They went toe-to-toe with Georgia in that matchup, lost it 20-10 on a late Gunnar Stockton touchdown. This front seven is as good, Coach, as any front seven right in the SEC, and that includes Oklahoma. They, for much of the year, were holding opposing offenses well under 3 yards per carry and only of about 80 rushing yards per game. And we talked about the ineffectiveness of Alabama's rushing attack. They still are struggling to consistently run the football. That means potentially long third downs for Ty Simpson. That means the front seven of Auburn potentially gets quarterback pressures and maybe even turnovers in this game.
Well, we said that was going to be the situation. Alabama was running a great win streak after losing the opening game to Florida State. Ty Simpson was at a point, 26 touchdowns, one interception. Then all of a sudden they go against Oklahoma. He has several turnovers, throws an interception, fumbles the football, and those turnovers were enough to cost them that football game. Auburn plays that kind of defense. So, again, we know that if they play aggressively, get after the quarterback, that Ty Simpson can make mistakes. And we think that could happen against Auburn with the way they play defense. So, give me Auburn to walk off with a field goal.
Yeah, we'll see. I just like Auburn's defensive front. DJ Durkin and that team have been very opportunistic, very difficult to throw the football against. And again, against better competition, Auburn's been in each and every game, really shut down Georgia's rushing attack and shut down Gunnar Stockton for much of the game. If they can run the football on Alabama, I think they're going to be up, ready, and potentially an upset luring in Jordan-Hare Saturday night. When Coach and I return, we'll talk about the battle in Knoxville. Can Tennessee beat up on Diego Pavia, laying only 2.5 at home? We'll talk about it coming up next. All right, back on the Bowden Blitz, Joe Lisi and Coach Bowden breaking down week 14 in the SEC. Left off talking about a potential upset in Jordan-Hare this Saturday night, Auburn and Alabama. Let's turn our attention to the battle in Knoxville, Vanderbilt and Tennessee. Last year, Tennessee won this matchup in Nashville by double digits. They stepped up with a dominating road performance. They struggled in the first half, but came on in the second half, especially in the passing attack. They're only laying, Coach, 2.5 points against the Commodores. Right now, you look at Vanderbilt, the potential for a 10-win season. Can they strike the upset against the Volunteers?
Yes, for the reasons that I talked about earlier, because they've got a quarterback that with the ball in his hands, they've got a chance to win the last series, whether it be hold on to the football or score points. But this game is being played in Knoxville. It's being played on Rocky Top. And I do think that Tennessee has a lot to play for. So although I am a huge fan of Diego Pavia, and it's remarkable what Vanderbilt has done, I think they can go in there and play a great football game and have a great finish to their season. But I do think Tennessee will find a way to win this football game at home with a chance to get to the bowl game and win a double-digit season. With a win here and a bowl game win, they can get a double-digit season in a year that they were close to getting to the playoffs but didn't quite make it.
Yeah, now when you look at the spread perspective, Tennessee has won 6 straight in the series, Coach. They won this matchup, to my point, 36-23 last year, but they have owned the series over the last 6 meetings. They have won those games by an average margin of victory of 26.6 points per game. You have 2 gunslingers. You have Joey Aguilar that's leading the SEC entering last week with over 2,900 passing yards. And now Diego Pavia that put up almost 500 against Kentucky. I lean to Tennessee in this matchup, Coach, but I really like the over 55 and a half. I think we get points aplenty. This game could sail into the 60s.
Yeah, I think without a doubt I would take the over here because even with Vanderbilt playing the season that they've had, Pavia having the great year, they are week in and week out having to outscore people. They cannot stay. Auburn was a scoring match that they had to score at the end of the game to win. Pavia has had to come through with late drives to win football games. Defensively, they just don't have enough people, of talented personnel to cover both sides of the ball. Their weakness is ability to stop people with their defense. Tennessee can score points, and so you're exactly right. I like the over. I see a 30s, a game of both teams getting up to the 30s, but it is one that I think Tennessee has one more bullet in their gun than Vanderbilt.
Yeah, Joey Aguilar, 3,145 passing yards, 23 touchdowns, only 10 interceptions. He has stepped up and has stepped up in big matchups. It's going to be up to Vanderbilt and the rushing attack. We had said the way you shut down Vanderbilt is if you could shut down the rushing attack first, really put them into predictable long third downs. That could get some pressure on Joey Aguilar and potentially benefit your defense. But they pushed tempo early and often against Kentucky, right? It's a different animal going up against Tennessee that runs a lot of tempo. They have one of the better rushing attacks in the conference with Star Thomas and all of those running backs that they have. Can Vanderbilt, in terms of the trenches, match up with Tennessee in this ballgame?
Well, I mean, I don't think they can slow Tennessee down enough. I think they will play well. They're a very physical, tough bunch of people at Vanderbilt. But like I've said before, defensively, they have not been able to keep the score low in those kind of games. When they win games, they have been scoring points, and they have to score points. So I don't think they can match up as well as they need to defensively to win this football game.
Yeah, we'll see exactly how it plays out. We talked about how James Franklin led Vanderbilt to back-to-back 9-4 campaigns, but that included two back-to-back seasons with a bowl victory. This is the first opportunity for Vanderbilt to have a 10-win season under Clark Lee in almost like 50 years, Coach. It seems like that long. You think about the coaches that they have had. Jerry DiNardo was there. You just look at Derek Mason and some of the others. This is a great job that Clark Lee has done this season.
That's right. And if my research is right, they have never won 10 games in a regular season. It'll be the greatest regular season in school history. A bowl would be icing on the cake. So they've already done things that they have not been able to do in the history of Vanderbilt football in the SEC. Great credit goes to Clark Lee, their head coach. But Clark Lee, let's say this, he's become a much better head coach with Diego Pavia.
For Coach Bowden, I'm Joe Lisi. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.